Hi, this week the question is, does the Bible teach alien baptism or believer baptism? There are two views concerning baptism. One view is called alien baptism. The other view is called believer's baptism. Alien baptism means baptism is for people who believe in Jesus but are still lost sinners. The Bible calls lost sinners aliens in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12. This view says that a sinner has the power to believe in Jesus, but belief alone is not sufficient to save the sinner. This view says the alien sinner is not saved by the blood of Jesus until the sinner believes and is baptized. And so the expression alien baptism means baptism is for alien sinners who have never been saved. Believer's baptism is the idea that baptism is for people who have already been saved. This view says lost sinners are saved by accepting Jesus into their hearts as their personal Lord and Savior. What this means is sinners are believed to be saved by faith alone. They do not have to do anything else. Once a person believes in Jesus and is saved by belief alone, then he is called a believer. And then this person, who's saved by faith alone, is told to submit to baptism. Believer's baptism means baptism for a saved person. Now the question that we're asking is, what does the Bible say about all of this? Is baptism for lost alien sinners in order that they might become saved by the blood of Christ? Or is baptism for believers who are already saved, and baptism is merely for the purpose of showing the rest of the world this person is now saved? Okay? So in answering this question, there are two important points that we need to be aware of. First, alien baptism does not mean baptism is being administered to a person who does not believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Some people automatically dismiss the idea of alien baptism because they think an alien sinner is being baptized without that sinner believing in Jesus. Well, this is not a necessary conclusion. Alien sinners can believe in Jesus before being baptized. And this brings up my next important point, number two. Just because a person believes in Jesus, this does not mean that person is a believer. Now, it is true that the Bible often uses the term believer to mean a saved Christian. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 is an example of this. But a person may believe in Jesus and still be an alien sinner. Notice carefully this passage in John 12, verse 42. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." Here are people who believed, but they were not believers in the sense of being saved. In Acts chapter 26, verse 27 and 28, the Bible says, "King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do believe." And then Agrippa said to Paul, "You almost persuade me to become a Christian." Here is a man of whom the Apostle Paul said, "I know that you do believe." And yet, he was not a saved Christian. So, a person can be a believer in the sense of being a saved Christian, but a person can also be an alien sinner and still believe in Jesus. Now, let's answer the question. Does the Bible teach alien baptism or believer baptism? Well, in answer to this, the Bible teaches that baptism is for alien sinners who have come to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In Mark 16, verse 16, the Bible says, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." This passage teaches four important truths. First, an alien sinner has the ability and the duty to believe in Jesus as the Son of God. Second, faith alone does not save a sinner according to this passage. Third, this passage teaches us baptism is for the alien sinner who has come to believe in Jesus as the Son of God. And fourth, this passage teaches us the alien sinner is not saved before being baptized. Now think about what this passage is teaching. Churches which say we practice believers' baptism are actually being a little bit deceitful. They read passages like Mark 16:16 and say, see, this is teaching believers' baptism because one has to believe before he may be baptized. Well, this is a deceitful statement because when these churches use the word believer, they mean a saved believer, not an alien sinner. And what they mean is, we teach people to be saved before they are baptized. And after they become a saved believer, then we baptize them. Well, that's not what Mark 16:16 teaches. Mark 16:16 is not teaching baptism is for believers who have already been saved from their sins. Mark 16:16 is teaching baptism is for alien sinners who have come to believe in Jesus Christ, and they're now being baptized in order to become saved believers. The reason this is important is because not only must a person be baptized in order to be saved, that person must also be baptized for the correct reason. If someone was baptized thinking they were already saved before baptism, then they're not being baptized correctly. Acts 19, verses 1 through 5 demonstrates that if a person was not baptized correctly, they must be baptized again correctly. Please consider this subject very carefully. If you discover that you have been baptized incorrectly, we would be happy to study with you and help you to obey the Lord in order that you might be saved. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.